going now to international news. With more than 1 million people reportedly fleeing their homes to avoid more tragedy in Chile after a magnitude 8.3 earthquake struck the central coast yesterday, we wonder how the Chilean community is reacting. Eduardo Jordan spoke with Eduardo Carabajal, a Chilean living in Newcastle, to find out more.
Eduardo Carabajal might be one of the first people living in Australia to hear about the earthquake. He was on the phone to a relative in Chile when it struck.
Yeah, actually, I was calling Chile 8:30 yesterday morning, before yesterday, and I was talking about different issues in the family when my relative in Chile mentioned that something going on, they couldn't control the car because they were in a car. Suddenly, somebody said to them, "We are under earthquake." So that's how I knew about the earthquake. I was talking to Chile just in the right time. So I was informed, probably I was the first Chilean informed in Australia about what happened in Chile.
The epicenter was detected 46 kilometers away from the city of Illapel in central Chile. The next 48 hours are critical to assess the damage around many cities across the South American country. A tsunami warning was triggered after the earthquake and waves are rising in the Pacific. The natural event has raised concerns within the Chilean community worldwide, even though most Chileans know what to do when an earthquake strikes. Eduardo Carvajal's extended family lives in Chile and he joins me to talk about how the situation is at the moment. So Eduardo, how is your family back in Chile?
Okay, I have a very large family. We are a family of 9. 7 brothers and 2 sisters, and then we have like a 50 or 60 nephews and nieces. So all of them, they are from north to south. So what I've been doing last 24 hours is talking from north to south Chile, finding what happened with the relative, and also finding what happened with the friends, and try to find what happened with the Chilean community in general. Is probably the area of Coquimbo, Illapel, is the area more affected for the situation. We're talking about earthquake 8.4 that was higher than what happened in Nepal and probably the biggest earthquake in 2015 around the world.
How did your friends and family describe this earthquake? Have they experienced one this big before?
Okay, I have a friend who went there and was away from Chile for last 30 years and just went back there a couple months ago. And she mentioned to me that this earthquake was bigger than 2005 earthquake for her. 2005 was a very high, big earthquake in Chile. There have been a few more last 10 years anyway, but this one was terrifying. Was like, Chilean, we've been experiencing earthquake all our life. I work with earthquake. We used to make fun about earthquake as soon as we didn't have any experience, but earthquake was part of our life. So all our house normally are prepared for earthquake. But this one was extremely strong. And what has been extremely strong, the aftershake.
Eduardo, how has this earthquake affected Chile?
We have around 1 million people losing the house or nearly losing the house. We don't know what's going on yet. They're talking about 11 people dead already. The president has been around the area of where was the big problem. So we're just waiting for more information. Probably the next 48 hours, we're going to have a better picture of what's happening with this earthquake experience in Chile. Chile was nearly ready to celebrate the Independence Day. That's in 18th of September, and there was a lot of activity organized, so all this stuff is being passed to second or third plane.
So, Eduardo, Australians are not used to big earthquakes, but Chileans are. So how do they prepare for them?
The Chilean president mentioned that at this time the population was better prepared as an opportunity. It's plans of evacuation. Of course, all the construction has to be prepared for earthquake. So it's illegal to be without earthquake measures consideration. People have been told how to evacuate, what sort of thing to do, what sort of thing not to do, where to get together.
Are you aware if the Chilean community now is fundraising or helping Chile during this time?
By experience, normally in every city we be a group of Chileans who belong to a social club, a soccer club, or a community club that we get together and we begin something, and we contact the embassy or that we contact organization in Chile, whatever. This is common that always we do that. We have so many Chilean organizations from different types, and we always manage to get together to support our people in Chile. I suppose this is happening now. I'm going to Sydney soon, and I planning to talk with all my friends. I have plenty of friends who are Chilean and not Chilean, and see how we can help.
And that was Eduardo Carabajal speaking to our own Eduardo Jordan, about the earthquake in Chile.